Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show. With the cast, Christina Renee, Rick and Melissa Wood, Lisa Leewo, Veronica Escobar Winner, Ariana Cardi, and Ayakule Falama. Celebrity guest interviews, segments on health, wellness, creativity, entrepreneurship,
spirituality, hot topics, and more.
You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Dalton Sear with Invisible. My interview is coming up with him in just a few moments. Welcome to episode 20 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Last week was our season 2 premiere. This new season is going to be absolutely bananas. My cast and I missed you guys so much. We are back with a ton of brand new episodes and 2 new castmates, Ariana Carde and Ayakunle Balama, whom you heard from last week. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen in to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone from tuning in from all around the globe. I found out recently that not only through the Grind Hard Radio Network, but also the Sade Champagne Show and all the shows on here, you guys are listening in from everywhere, like from Brazil to Canada, to all over the place in the UK, you know, and we're so thankful to every single one of you, and we just appreciate your support. All of my episodes are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. We're going to be in Orange County tomorrow, and so it's been a super crazy day trying to get ready for everything for our shows and all the fun stuff. So if you're in Orange County, come to the Orange County Fair and check us out. It's going to be a blast. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity guest is my dear friend, award-winning musical artist, performer, actor, and philanthropist, Dalton Sear. Also, published fitness trainer, fitness personality, and inspirational speaker, Alicia Rigg will be featured on our first Who Wrote That segment of the season, where we'll be talking about her brand new book for such a time as this. Lisa Lewalt brought a brand new motivational moment segment where she'll be talking about labels. We also have a new charity spotlight segment where I'll be highlighting the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Zambia, Africa. And we're debuting a new segment titled Say What, where I feature some clips from my favorite inspirational speakers' messages. Someone is going to win a free yoga mat tonight, so stay tuned in to find out how you can win. My Power Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. As I mentioned, we're going to be in Orange County tomorrow at the Orange County Fair. This summer, we will be in San Luis Obispo, Ventura, Oxnard, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing all my new videos. I am constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs. I'm going to the recording studio soon. I've been rehearsing a lot on my keyboard and getting better every day. And as you're going to hear from Dalton Sear, who's one of my big inspirations, even though he's only 15, he inspires me so much. You know, I am enthusiastic to be able to share my new music with you guys. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. Once again, that's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'll be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and we want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne. Or Facebook me at Sade Champagne. Instagram, I am Sade Champagne. Hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everybody who you always tweet me, you Facebook me, you email me, Instagram me, YouTube, everything. Your support is incredible. All right, our first guest is in the studio. He is on the line. This teenage heartthrob is now an award-winning actor after this year's Young Artist Music Awards, Young Artist Awards. It's like the Golden Globes for young actors. Dalton Sear is a professional musical artist, performer, actor, and philanthropist from Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Make sure you call 323-693-3043 to chat with Dalton and I on air at the end of this interview. He will be answering your questions. We'll also be taking your questions via social media. He wrote and recorded his first original song at age 10, debuted his first album at age 12, and released his second album, A New Day, in December 2014, along with the Christmas single, Christmas Time With You, which charted number 56 across all radio stations in the U.S. for new Christmas songs. As an actor, he starred as Judd in Amazon's A History of Radness, and that's the one he actually won a Young Artist Award for. Written and executive produced by Hannah Montana's Andrew Green, and he recently filmed a movie, Time Toys, directed by Mark Welsman, who's from Another Cinderella Story and The Perfect Man. It's going to be in theaters this year. Two of his original songs will also be featured in Time Toys. He toured throughout the country performing for crowds of over 50,000 people. He's appeared on TV, radio, and in numerous publications across the country. He's managed by Kepler Entertainment in L.A., and he was inducted into Robert M. Knight, the Brotherhood of Guitar, in early 2015, and he has artist relationships with Taylor Guitars, Fender Guitars, Guitar Center, and Ernie Ball. He supports multiple charities, and he's a national ambassador of the Dream Factory, an organization that grants dreams to critically ill children. And I could go on and on about him, but I want to bring him into the show. Hey, Doc, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing so well. We are so glad to have you on the Sade Champagne Show for season 2, and you're now an award-winning actor.
Right. I know. It's so cool. And it's really great to be back on talking with you. I'm actually calling in from I just left Harry Potter World in Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
Because I'm flying back to LA tomorrow, so I wanted to get some time in with friends to just relax and stuff, you know. So I'm calling in from Orlando.
Wow. And you also, happy belated birthday. You just celebrated your birthday. What did you do?
Thank you. Yeah. So for my 16th birthday, before my birthday, I went to a concert in Atlanta, and that's what I really wanted to do for my birthday. And then on my actual birthday itself, I'm pretty sure I just bummed it with some friends. Like, because, well, it's just, you know, as a performer, as an artist, it feels good to, you know, just, like, hang out, relax. So,
that's exactly
what I did, and it was really, really good. It felt refreshing.
Yeah. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
So, we want to, actually, you're going to be on Freeform, formerly known as the ABC Family's Pretty Little Liars, on August 16th. First, congratulations.
Thank you. I know it's really, really, really cool. And it's the new season of Pretty Little Liars. And the season started off June 21st. So everybody's really excited about it. And I have a lot of my fans who watch the show. So I'm really excited for everybody to see me in it. I'm going to be on Pretty Little Liars August 16th. So you can go and watch that. They also, they have Pretty Little Liars on Netflix, which I had no idea they do, which is very, very useful because I know a lot of people who have Netflix but don't have cable. So you can still watch me.
Right. That's so awesome. And so can you tell us a little bit about your character or no? Will we have to be surprised and watch the show?
You'll just have to find out. I mean, I can tell you a couple things about my character. So I, in the show, I blink. I breathe.
This is so silly.
That's about as much as I can say.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to be tuning in. Make sure you guys watch him on Pretty Little Liars August 16th. And you're also going to be performing live at the Canyon Club in Agora Hills on August 18th. Give us more details about that and how your fans can attend the show.
Yeah, no, you bet. I'm going to be performing with some musicians in L.A. that I really, really like and respect. I'm going to be playing at the Canyon Club, which is a really, really cool club in Agora Hills, August 18th, like you said. So let me give you the rundown. Doors open at 6 p.m., but we're going to start at 6:30. There's going to be five bands, including your boy Dalton Sear. Tickets are available like in advance for $5 for 18 and under, and then $10 for adults by emailing me at daltonsearfanmail@gmail.com. So if you email me, then I can hook you up with that. Buying tickets at the door or online is 15 for under 18 and 25 for adults. So you'll be saving big if you talk to me about it or send me an email about it. So it's great. I love performing in LA. It's so much fun, and I get to see and meet a lot of really cool people. So if you are in the area, if you are in Agora or Thousand Oaks or Oak Park, come swing by. Say hi, listen to some music, tell me how you're doing, take a picture, post it somewhere, and tag me. And it'll be fun. I'm actually really, really excited about it.
Yeah, and the prices are super great. For you, you know, you're already, I would say, worth at least $40 to see in concert. And that's like a seat like a nosebleed. So I think you're like even worth more than that. So $5
well,
for pre-sale is pretty amazing.
Thank you. No, that means a lot.
So we have listeners on the line. Someone wants to chat with you, and so I'm going to bring them into the show, and I can ask you more questions as we go along, but I definitely want to get
Sweetness.
In with your fan supporters. All right, so area code 616-466. I'm going to bring you into the show. That's area code 616-466. Hello?
All right, hey, Dalton.
Hello.
Hey, Jasper Parks.
Hey, how you
Brad,
doing?
Good to hear you. All right, good to hear your voice. 16, it's going to make your parents cringe, but what kind of wheels are on your mind? Classic muscle car, something newer?
Oh, okay. You know what's
interstellar
funny?
Interstellar spacecraft?
My parents actually got me two cars for my birthday, one for L.A. and one for Florida. They're of this make, I'm trying to remember the name of it, Hot Wheels. They got me two Hot Wheels cars. For my 16th birthday. But in reality, I think what I'm going to start wanting to save up for and work towards is I'd really like to have a Jeep, because when I look at cars, I'm the same way about cars and like shoes and clothes and stuff. I like stuff that lasts and stuff that works, you know? So I'm not really into big fancy things, so a solid Jeep would just work well for me.
That's cool. Enjoy hearing your music, and thank you for taking the call. And enjoy your flight back to L.A.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling to the Sade Champagne Show. Awesome. All right. Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm listening and I'm looking on our social media, too, to see if someone is. Okay, someone has answered a question has asked the question. This is Michaela Arnold. She is a huge supporter, and so we want to shout out Michaela. She's always retweeting and favoriting what I post, and also she's a supporter of yours. Her question is,
yeah, she's
why do you,
the best.
Isn't she? She's phenomenal. So her question is, why did you want to become a musician, and who inspired you the most?
Ooh, that's good. I mean, I feel like my inspiration to be a musician is it changes. Like when I first started playing music, I was playing it because I liked doing it. I thought it was a fun thing to do. And as I started playing more and more, it became more of a, like, if you ask me now, I like being a musician so I can tell people stories, you know, like through music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take that further through acting, I just like being a storyteller, and that's what drives me through music. But when I started, it was just because, hey, this sounds good, and I like doing this, so yay, fun. I would say the people who inspire me the most musically, John Mayer is a huge musical inspiration of mine. He's just a fantastic artist, and I say this a million times, I'll say it again, but he's like a fantastic writer, guitarist, and I just look up to him a lot musically. I would say he is my biggest musical inspiration.
That's really cool, and it's amazing because now you're here inspiring people the same way that you have been inspired by other artists.
I know, it's so cool. It's like a circle of good. I don't know how else to describe it. It's great, and I love it.
Exactly. So you have a thriving YouTube channel with millions of views and thousands of subscribers from all around the world. What advice would you give to upping? Actually, first, how did you get into YouTube in the first place? And then following up with, what advice would you give to up-and-coming YouTubers? And how do you choose what content you're going to share on your channel?
Yeah, no, you bet. It's a funny story how I got into YouTube. I'll try to condense it down. I did, like, my first ever performance at, like, an open mic night at some restaurant when I was, like, really young. I was, like, 9 or 10. And my parents took video of it because they wanted to show it to my grandparents who were in St. Louis. So they posted it on YouTube so my grandparents could watch it. And people watched the video and they liked it, so I kept posting videos from then. And I would say part of my advice for YouTubers or people who want to be YouTubers is definitely be consistent. Like, if you post a video and your base, the people who watch your videos, know that this day, this time, there's going to be a new video for them to watch, you're going to have people watching your videos because they know, okay, I can go at this time and see this guy or see this girl. So consistency is pretty important. It's a big one for people to, like, stay as a viewer instead of just watching one video and not really looking at you again. They'll stay because they know that you put stuff out, as opposed to people who post sporadically. They'll post a video and they may make really, really good content, but if they post a video and then 4 weeks later post another video with no, like, rhyme or reason, it's just too sporadic for people to follow, you know? So I would say post consistently, and posting often is another good one. I've been trying to do that more myself. If you post one video and then wait forever and post another video, people will lose interest. So posting often and posting consistently are two big things in my head.
I agree. And how do you determine or decide what content is going to be featured on your channel and what videos you're going to record or songs that you record to?
I mean, that's actually a really good question. I like to think of, I want to watch, you know, like what would I enjoy watching? And I take things that I feel strongly about, or when I cover songs, I take songs that I like. Because I'm a strong believer in, if somebody, like with a song, if somebody really likes that song, you can tell in the way they play it, you know, like you can feel that. So I like doing that. And, recently I've been doing tributes, and I like doing that because it's something to, I wouldn't say teach, but there are some artists and stuff that maybe some of my fan base hasn't really heard much of before. And I think it's cool to show people new music, no matter like where it's from. That's something that I like to do. So I love doing that.
It's funny because when you hear from most YouTubers, they said, gave the same exact feedback and advice that you did, you know, so obviously you all are onto something, you know, the importance of consistency, you know, and like you said, a lot of content. So being persistent in that and always posting a lot of content. So I think that's really cool.
Sweet. Thank you.
So you've been in the studio recently. What are you working on? Like, can you share with us what you've been up to, you know, musically? Because I know you have so many amazing things going on, because you act as well, too. You know, you're a philanthropist, you know, and obviously musical artist and performer. So share with us what you've been up to first in the studio.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I've been writing a lot. I'm always writing. And like you said, I've been recording a lot recently because I'm working on a new project of mine, which I'm super excited about. And I can't really say a whole lot about it, you know, because that's just how things work. But I can say I'm writing special music specifically for this project. And I'm recording it right now. and I'll be filming this project in December. So those are the two things I can say. And I'll just leave the rest up to everyone's imagination.
You got me extra excited.
Woo!
So we do have a lot of listeners in on the line. If you have questions for Dalton, now is your time to ask him. Now is a good time. You probably, because I know a lot of you are like, oh, my God, when am I ever going to meet Dalton? When am I ever going to talk to him? And I'm not saying that's how anyone speaks, but that's just my voice of like, when you're a really big fan or supporter of someone, everything is like, you're like, oh, my gosh, when or how is this going to happen? And so, you know, now is your time. All right.
Yeah, no, if you got questions, lay it on me.
So what has been your favorite part of summer so far?
That's a good one. Especially because summer is already like, we're already so far into summer. It's mm-hmm. weird. Time passes too fast. I really enjoyed, I was just in New York, which was great. Mm-hmm. I did a performance at Golisano Children's Hospital in Rochester, which I've mm-hmm. been performing with them and seeing kids at their hospital for a while now, for the past couple
wow.
of years, which has been amazing. Everybody there is just fantastic. I got to meet with some kids and families from the Dream Factory, or the Rochester chapter of the Dream Factory, which is also great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, yeah. I really loved this concert. I did a big concert in Syracuse for the Powerade Champion Events National Softball Tournament. Which I have to tell you, as a teenage guy, going mm-hmm. and performing at an opening ceremony for a girls' national fast pitch softball tournament,
yeah,
that's a really really good time. So I had a lot of fun. It was great.
I'm sure you know you were. I'm sure you were like blushing the whole time, and they were blushing too, because as we all know. Ladies like guys who sing and who play instruments, and you know, and you got all that going for you, and obviously you're good looking and you're smart and kind and all that great stuff. So I'm sure you were just like blushing the whole time and having a ball.
Well, thank you. No, it was great.
I can't believe that. That is amazing. You are always doing different types of, you know, large and cool events, and then you still even sometimes do smaller events, but you treat every show that you do like you are performing at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you got to. That's something you just have to do as an artist, to show that level of professionalism and dedication. You got to treat it all like it's something huge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what are your thoughts on, I feel like you have a really great balance of engaging through your social media, but also having really great in-person and live stage dynamics. And obviously you're a very hard worker too. What are your thoughts on the surge of with social media and artists being able to get started that way, but oftentimes they either don't want to perform live, or they don't know how to perform live, or they don't, you know, work really hard. What are your thoughts on that? Because, you know, obviously through social media and the internet, it's been great for a lot of artists, you know, but we also know it's
yeah.
very saturated, and it's also sometimes taken out of, or it's taken away, you know, just the drive and the ambition. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, okay. So I think social media is a wonderful thing. Really, at the end of it, I think it does so much for communication for everyone. And the fact that I can just hop onto Twitter and reply to somebody tweeting me from Thailand, like just randomly,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
crazy. It's so cool. And that's something that social media versus live performance and live meetups and things like that, that's something that social media has an edge on, is that if a musical artist is starting out, they aren't going to be able to, one, they aren't going to be able to go to that small town in Thailand to meet this person to say
mm-hmm.
hi or say, how are you
mm-hmm.
doing? That's
mm-hmm.
the first part. The second part is that the person in Thailand would never really hear their music in the first place if they weren't pursuing social media. So I think that the two are, they work together well if you work on both of them. Having a lopsided relationship with one or the other isn't the most beneficial way. It won't hurt you, you know, but
mm-hmm.
you could be getting more out of all the effort you're putting in if you do balance the social media and the live meetups, because there's a difference between saying hi to somebody or how was your night on Twitter or Instagram, and looking somebody in the eye or giving them a hug or taking a picture with them. both are good things. And you can get a lot of fans. You can meet a lot of people and get a lot of people to hear your music through social media and pushing online. But if they can also see you and hear you in person, that just like solidifies you as an artist and as a like inspiration or a force in their life, you know? So I think both together really are a great way to push yourself as an artist.
I definitely agree with that. And I always say, you know, you need to balance between social media, word of mouth, and in-person or, you know, in-person or live show interaction, because you need all three of them. Because it's like, of course, what are people saying about you, you know, because other people that enjoy what you do, that support you, is going to drive it. And as you mentioned, social media gives that great edge, but then in-person is where you get to bring it all together. And so then it's like, with you, for example, people know, like, your videos are great, and when people see you in person, you're still the real deal. So they're not going to be able to be like, oh, well, he sounds better on, you know, in the studio or on video. But it's like, no, he sounds just as good live.
Oh, thank you. No, I think that's something with me as an artist, I feel that's important, to be able to sound good and all that online and everything, but also just deliver. If somebody asks, I can just take out an acoustic guitar and play and be confident in that. I think that's important to me as an artist, and I think it should be important to a lot of artists and a lot of storytellers, you know, to be able to, I wouldn't want to say back themselves up, but to be able to personally tell their stories and do what they do, you know?
Definitely. So as we're finishing up your interview and we're going to have you introduce your amazing new song, Stay, we're going to do a lightning round of questions. And so you're going to answer.
All right.
I'm going to try to ask you the questions as fast as well, and you're going to try to answer them as fast as possible. All right?
Yeah, let's
do it. Let's go. Favorite color?
Purple / green.
Favorite sport?
Soccer.
You're giving me more than one answer. Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Favorite song you perform live?
You found me, Trey.
Your best friend?
Bryce.
What you want to do the most for your 16th birthday?
Sleep.
Where do you want to go on vacation?
Ireland.
What's your favorite song you've recorded so far?
A song that I can't really say yet, but I recorded it and it will be released sometime.
What's your favorite acting gig you've had so far?
A History of Radness. It was awesome.
Your favorite breakfast food?
Eggs Benedict with crab cake.
Your favorite thing to cook, if you do know how to cook?
Bacon wrap, chicken fettuccine alfredo.
Oh my god!
Or ramen.
You can cook too. What, Dalton?
I did All say right. or ramen. So.
All right. Shorts or jeans?
Jeans.
Surfing or swimming?
What now?
Surfing or swimming?
Surfing.
And last one, do you like live shows better or recording in the studio?
Live, definitely.
Awesome. It's been so much fun chatting with you tonight, Dalton. And
it's been great. Thank you so much.
I'm giving them one final chance to ask you any more questions that they have. I've tried to get like those laser speed questions in because I know they wonder all those random things. And so are there any final things you want to update everybody? Thank you. Are there any final things you want to update anyone on, let them know, you know, remind them about your shows, all that fun stuff? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just once again, if you are in Los Angeles or the Los Angeles area, please go see me playing in Agora Hills August 18th at the Canyon Club. Once again, doors open at 6 p.m. and I start at 6:30 p.m. Email me at daltonsearfanmail@gmail.com for more information. I can hook you up with everything you need to know.
Yes, and if you make sure, if you're not already, make sure you follow him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Everything is Dalton Sear. Also go to his live website as well. And we're going to have you introduce your brand new song and tell us about that. This is Stay. Tell us about that as we introduce it for our listeners.
Yeah. So Stay is a new song I released recently. I actually have a music video for Stay out on YouTube, on my YouTube channel that you can look at. Stay is about being in a relationship with somebody where you know it's just not good. You know it's no bueno, but you keep coming back, you know? Like, you just can't leave. And that's the feeling I was trying to catch when I wrote Stay. So here it is.
All right, everyone, keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show. This is the amazing Dalton Sear, one of my dearest friends and biggest inspirations. Shout out to Kepler Entertainment and also to your amazing parents as well. This is Dalton Sear's brand new song, Stay, on the Sade Champagne Show.
Of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. We are an inspirational entertainment and music-based talk show with interchanging segments on wellness, health, fashion, entrepreneurship, dream building, spirituality, charities, and other fascinating topics. We interview special guests and celebrities each week, play music from my favorite artists, and engage with our listeners through Q&As, contests, and much more. We are not afraid to push the envelope and challenge traditional thinking. Every episode is different than the one before, and we are committed to bringing the highest quality content that is sure to entertain, empower, and encourage. We look forward to having you with us every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grindhard Radio.
Hi, this is Ariana Carde from the Supermodel in You segment. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. We are on Season 2, Episode 20. Our next segment is Charity Spotlight. This is where I highlight some of my favorite charities, and tonight we're going to be talking about the organization that started it all. This is the charity that inspired me to start creating, directing, and executive producing my own charity events, and they have been such a huge inspiration to my life. This is the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Zambia, Africa. Oh, my gosh. I just love these kids so much. I love the founders, Dr. Steve and Deborah Powell. I remember going to a small charity event at a church in Camarillo back in 2009, I believe. It was summer 2009, and they were raising funds to start this home to help orphans in Zambia, Africa. And I had already been working with American Cancer Society's Relay for Life and other charities, you know, in my community. But when I found out about these amazing people and the children they were going to help, I just was in tears. And so I went to Dr. Steve and Deborah Powell after the charity event, and I'm like telling them, oh my gosh, I really believe that I can help these kids. I think that I can have a charity event for them. Mind you now, I never had any charity events before. I've never done anything like this in my life. And so I just knew that I had a dream, and I knew that I wanted to help people all over the world. I wanted to help these kids. And so then it was November 2009, I had my first ever charity event that I created, directed, and executive produced, and I raised over $500 for these amazing children. And so husband and wife, Dr. Steve and Deborah Powell, have an amazing relationship with Zambia. They've been traveling there for decades now and supporting the people in the community, supporting the children. And, you know, the orphanage officially opened in August 2010, and now 37 children are off the dangerous streets of Zambia, Africa. Everything they could ever need is provided for them in this home. They have shelter, clothing, food, water, education, mentoring, and more. Their school has enlarged recently, since last year, I believe, with now over 160 students are in attendance at the school. 37 are the kids from the orphanage, and 123 kids are from the neighboring compounds and villages that can't afford to attend the government school. Their kids are excelling, too. They're doing amazingly well and growing more and more every single year. They're excelling beyond their age group. You know, I want to encourage anyone, if you've been wanting to help make a difference in this world, you've been, you know, feeling like you don't have much, like you know, what am I going to do? I'm only one person. I'm here to encourage you that you are all that you need, that if you have that dream that's in your heart, I believe that God will empower you. He will bring people around you. He will open all the right doors needed in order for that dream to come to pass. And to just keep moving forward. Be encouraged in that and know that you have always been created for greatness in that. And your life will make an impact in someone else's life. You have no idea how it's going to change the world and how it's going to impact other people. So I want to encourage you to just keep moving forward in that. Be confident in who you are. I'm so thankful for the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Zambia. Because of these amazing kids, they inspire me to keep going every day. They remind me that my life matters. They remind me that I'm making a difference in this world. They remind me of the power of a dream, you know, and I'm so thankful. Because of that, now I've done hundreds of charity events that I've created, directed, and executive produced with my Power of a Dream Tour and other organizations that I work with, but it all started with these beautiful, precious kids. So to donate and find out more info about the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage and Kitwe Zambia Africa, go to giveachildafuture.org. Once again, that's giveachildafuture.org. And, you know, I want to know your thoughts. Do you dream of helping children and traveling the world to help those in need? What are some of your favorite organizations to support? What are your thoughts on this? Where's your heart? You know, I know that you guys are amazing charitable, you know, givers. We were created to be that way. You know, we were created to be generous. And so I want to hear your thoughts on this. Share your heart with me. And you can tweet, Facebook, or Instagram you using the hashtag #ShadeChampagneShow or GHR or Charity Spotlight. I'm continuing to live all show long. Our next segment of the night is Motivational Moments with Lisa Lee Walt. Join award-winning multi-threat performer, entertainer, and motivational speaker Lisa Lee Walt as she shares inspirational stories and ideas to help encourage, empower, and activate you in your dreams and aspirations. Be sure to follow her at Lisa Lee Walt on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and hashtag Motivational Moments to join in the conversation.
Welcome to Motivational Moments. This is Lisa Lee Walt. A couple years ago, I had the opportunity to do something kind of interesting. I worked with a team that helped women transition into new seasons of their life. Most of the women who came to us were transitioning out of the sex industry. A lot of them were strippers, prostitutes. Some had even been sold in the sex trade. And some had nothing to do with the industry. They were just refugees or had gone through severe trauma. But they came to us looking for a new life and a new career. My interactions with these women literally changed my life. I learned so many lessons, and I wanted to share a little bit of what I learned with you guys.
One of the most bewildering and frustrating things about working with the girls was they would claim that the reason they were doing what they were doing was for money. And so we gave them everything that they could have needed. We provided a place for them to stay, a roof over their heads. We provided food. We provided finances for either schooling or learning a trade. Everything they think they could have possibly needed, we were providing for them. And for a few girls, that was enough. But for so many more, they would go right back into their old profession, sometimes within only a couple days. And we thought, how could this be? I know they don't actually love it. They told us through their tears how horrible it made them feel and how badly they wanted out. And when we offered them the help, they seemed to be so appreciative. Why do they keep running back when everything that they could want is right in front of them? But see, something had happened to these girls. Through the process of doing what they were doing, slowly their self-confidence and their self-worth eroded until there was these labels that were written all over their hearts. These labels that they couldn't do anything else, these labels that they weren't worth anything else or anything more, that they were failures. And there was no way to convince them otherwise. There was no way to change their behavior until we first changed their heart issues. What labels have you allowed to be written on your heart about who you are? When you were a kid, you start adopting the labels of your parents or your peers or your friends or your teachers. I guarantee that you did. We all did. The question is, what were those labels? If you were lucky and you had positive people around you, maybe you adopted some great labels of that you can achieve anything, that you were special and you were loved. But for others who weren't as fortunate to have positive people around, did you adopt those labels every time somebody told you that you couldn't? Or you weren't good at that, that you were stupid or worthless, or that you never amount to anything. Maybe it wasn't even people, maybe it was circumstances in your life that led you to label yourself. You said, there's no way that I could be worth anything if this has happened to me. There's no way that I have a future, that I have a hope if this has happened to me. Where did your labels come from? Who did you let speak into your life? And when did it change? When did you stop believing in yourself? When did you allow other people's opinions to become truth for you? Because see, here's what I know. I know there is only one person who is allowed to label you. And it's not other people around you. It's the one who created you. And this is the label that he gives you. He doesn't say that you're worthless, that you can't. He says, Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. John 1:12, you are a child of God. Corinthians 1:30, you are wise, righteous. Ephesians, you are redeemed and forgiven. Ephesians 1:11, you have a great inheritance. Thessalonians 1:4, you are chosen and loved by God. You are more than conquerors. Ephesians 2:10, you are God's incredible work of art. Ephesians 4:24, you are created in God's likeness. Romans 8:38, nothing can separate you from the love of God. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Genesis 2:11, that you are valuable. Psalms 139 says, He knows every hair on your head. Matthew 10:11 says that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. The labels of the world, the labels that you've adopted for yourself, are irrelevant. Replace them. You are not worthless. You are not unable. You are not any less capable of anyone else than reaching your goals and your dreams or rising to the top. You are not any less valuable than anyone else. You are exactly who your God created you to be. You are His valuable work of art. That is the only label that you accept.
All right, everyone, I want to remind you that I am giving away a free yoga mat tonight on the Sade Champagne Show. Yoga is one of my most favorite practices, and it's a part of my everyday fitness, health, and wellness routine, and so I want to share this love with you. Someone is going to win a free yoga mat tonight on the Sade Champagne Show. Our next song of the night is Travis Miller with Sunsets. He'll be on here next week for our very special Race and Identity in America episode. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Oh. Makes me crazy, the things you do when you're craving me. You show it up for me, baby. I just don't know how to act when you're working that back for me, baby.
Ooh, I know you like that nightlife, baby. Yeah, I know you do. When the sun sets, a different side of you shows, like you got an alter ego. When the sun sets, I know you come alive when you ain't in the light. When the sun sets down, that's when it goes down. When the sun sets down, that's when it goes down.
I love it cause my baby goes down. I love it cause she want it right now. I love it cause she wanna take care of me. I love it when the sun goes down. Cause she hungrier than ever. She craving my pleasure. She getting that deezer. She eat it forever. Nothing is better than seeing your girl do what she want. Hey baby girl, what do you want? Cause after hours of a cold time for you, baby, come feed your appetite.
I know you like that nightlife, baby. Yeah, I know you do. When the sun sets, a different side of you shows, like you got an alter ego. When the sun sets, I know you come alive when you ain't in the light. When the sun sets down, that's when it goes down. When the sun sets down, that's when it goes down.
She talk about sex in her dreams. Oh man, I'm just hearing her scream. I know she's addicted to me. I'm just hearing my name. Call out my sleeping beauty. Who love waking up to the deep. I'm fulfilling those fantasies. Cause I know she do me the same. Sun's down, so she's up. She wanna fuck me all night. We go around, we duke it out. I beat it like my name is Mike. Yeah, she make a bounce, she breathing loud. She thought she was riding a bike. Oh,
I know you like that nightlife, baby.
I know you do. When the sun sets,
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com, sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com, to book her for your next event or project.
Hi, you're tuned in to Grind Hard Radio. This is Ayokunle Falomo from the Sharing Your Story segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Man, this studio just got extra, extra busy. We have a ton of people listening in, and we already had a lot of people listening in throughout the show, but it just got extra busy, and I think I know why. Our next segment of the night is Who Wrote That? This is where I feature some of my favorite authors, a trainer, weight management specialist, teacher, being a survivor and overcomer of a devastating, life-changing circumstance, she founded and is the director of Godprint, her ministry devoted to helping people change their lives to become everything God created them to be. Alicia is a reckless lover and pursuer of what and who God loves. She's a dream chaser and a writer who is clothed in strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. She is here to talk with us about her first published book for such a time as this. Hashtag who wrote that to ask us questions and join in the conversation. Hi, Alicia. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, good evening. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so great to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. It's such an honor.
I am so proud of you, and I just can't wait to get into all this yummy stuff about your new book. So first, though, when did you become a writer? Or when did you first become a writer or dream of this?
I've been a writer all my life, and I didn't know it. about a year ago, I was in prayer, and I was fasting, and I was working on another book. And during this fast, writing that book and to write this one, and that he would bring it to publication. And I thought I was hearing things like I was crazy, but he did exactly what he told me to do. I just was obedient and wrote it.
Mhm. Mhm. And so how has your love of health and fitness tied in with your love of writing?
Well, health and fitness to me has a lot to do with growth and strength and helping us become disciplined. And so in my book, I write and I teach the things that I learned through fitness about being strong and how fitness empowers you and how it's not just about being healthy, but it's well-rounded from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And how did you first get into health and fitness and wellness?
Well, all my life I've been into sports and stuff. I was a tomboy growing up. I hung out with my younger brother, Mike, who played football and everything. And then in college I lifted, but it wasn't until my divorce that I found bodybuilding and decided to compete in my first bodybuilding competition. And once I was in, when I was done, I was always in the gym, and I thought, shoots, I might as well get paid for this. So I went to school and I became a trainer, and mm-hmm. I just started teaching people.
Wow. And you know what I love about you, too, is you're such a bold and courageous woman. Like, you have multiple kids, and you look so young. Like, you are still young, but you look even younger than what your actual age is, and you always will put that on blast, and you're so, like, proud of that. You know what I mean? Like, you never try to say, well, I'm not going to talk about my age, or I'm going to pretend to be younger. You always just embrace who you are, and I think that's an encouragement to other women.
Thank you. I think we should own what we have and own who we are, because there's only one of us in the entire world, and each of us has our own thing, and each of us is what makes this world special.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I agree. And tell us about your first published book, For Such a Time as This, and where people can buy it.
Well, this book, it has a 30-day fitness, 30-day meal plan. If another trainer were to look at it, they would think it was pretty simple. And I wrote it for a person who has never stepped into the gym, who's afraid to go into the gym, who's afraid to go to the free weight. So a lot of people will go in and just hit the treadmill or go to a machine with, that has directions you could just read. But it's more than just working out. It's a transformation program. I write in there about speaking life. Every day you have to speak what I tell you to write. You put it on a sticky, you put that sticky somewhere in your house or on your dashboard or on the fridge, and you leave it there for 30 days. And every time you see that, you speak it out loud, because there's power in the word. And when you speak it, you hear it. You hear it enough, it drops down into your heart, you become it. And I want to reprogram people who are so used to being, or they believe that they're dumb, or they're not enough, or they're not worthy, because somebody else in their life has spoken that lie into them, and they believed it. There's also a part that teaches you how to pray for people who don't pray, because I do a lot of praying. I pray a lot on the treadmill, or when I'm doing cardio. It's my time to, some people call it meditation, but to me, it's my time with God. And so I have that in there, and then songs. As you know, music is a very important part of everything. And what you listen to, the songs that I write in there are the songs that tell you who you are and who God says you are. And so they empower you. And so that's what my book, and it teaches you the things that I learned through fitness, to just to transform from the inside out.
Can you share with us one of the stories from your book?
I'm sorry?
Can you share with us one of the stories from your book?
Sure. I will talk about the time I had to take accountability. I was in the shower, and I just had it. I was yelling at God. I couldn't believe that I was where I was in life, because I was always a good person, or at least I thought I was a good person. I always tried. I went to church. I was a textbook Christian, and I didn't understand why all the things that I did, which I thought was right, ended up breaking me and losing absolutely everything. And it wasn't until that moment that God showed me, like, you are accountable and responsible for your part. And it doesn't matter what other people do or say to you. You are still responsible for the way you act and the way you react. And so in that moment, I had to confess, yes, I was wrong. I did this. I acknowledged it. And in that moment, you believe, is the moment that God took everything from me, and just that was the moment I started to transform. And it always comes with accepting responsibility for your actions, your words, because in the end, you're the only one that can, who's either caused pain or caused joy. You can't blame other people. And so when I did that, that's when my life started changing.
Actually, I feel like it's a very freeing place to be able to just, you know, I don't want to use the word necessarily own up, but just be able to share and acknowledge when we make a mistake, or when, you know, when we feel that something is not as how it is, or, you know, if we didn't respond in the best way. And it's a freeing thing, because I am not what I do, and I am not what I say. I am who God says I am. And so I don't have to look at those things and think that, oh, my gosh, this defines me because I made this choice. No, God defines me, and what he says about my life defines me. So now there's a freedom to be able to just say these things out loud, you know, or if you want to share them with someone as well, or you're praying about them, however you were talking about, and then you get to get free from it, because it's hard to receive healing and help if we don't think that there's something that needs to be healed. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm like, I don't have an anger problem, I don't have an anger problem, I don't have an anger problem, if I do have an anger problem, and I'm able to acknowledge it and just be honest, that's when I'm able to receive healing and help.
Right. I totally agree with that. That is completely true. And it doesn't, the things that people forget, and non-believers are a little bit more harsh to Christians, is Christians aren't perfect. People aren't perfect. We're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. We don't make the best choices. Some of us are emotionally driven. We can't think logically when we're emotionally or when we're hurt. And so we do things that are bad. But when we can step back and be like, yeah, I did that, and be really sorry about it, then that's when we change. And it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't define us. Just because we did something wrong, it doesn't make us evil. It just makes us human.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone, you know, I feel like everyone is doing the best they can with what they know and what they have, you know, because if you look back on life, as we look back on things, there are many situations and choices that we say, you know what, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have been in a relationship with that person. Knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have made that choice. But guess what? It's happened. And so we get to, you know, acknowledge that and allow ourselves to be healed and move forward. So tell everyone where they can buy your book, and what was it like seeing your book in Barnes & Noble and having your own red carpet book premieres?
You can get it at barnesandnoble.com or on amazon.com. You can get it at my publishing house, Westbow Press. This Friday, I will be at the Barnes & Noble in Victorville, California, signing my first Barnes & Noble book signing. When I saw it was so surreal. I couldn't believe it, because I remember the day that a friend of mine and I were walking in Barnes & Noble, and she was telling me how she could see my book on the shelf. And it wasn't even a thought in my mind to write a book at the time. And and when I read her journal and saw that I would like that, and then God brought it to pass in the bookstore that I always spent my money and my time reading their books, I'd get a coffee from their Starbucks, and I'd go sit in the aisle where the inspirational books are and the Christian books were, because at the time I couldn't afford to buy them, and I would sit there and I'd read them or flip through them, and then when I had money, I'd go back and buy them. So my bookshelf is filled with books from Barnes & Noble. So it's like full circle, and it's just amazing that how God works and His timing, and so it was really nice.
Yeah, and Alicia is willing to travel all over the place, and that's one of the things that I'm so encouraged by her and inspired by, is she doesn't allow distance to stand in her way. I've seen her drive all over the place in order, whether it be for speaking, whether it's to mentor people, whether it's for fitness training, whether it's for her book, and she is willing to go the distance. And so I just think that shows just how passionate you are and how serious you are about these dreams and these passions in your heart.
Yes, thank you. I will travel.
Go ahead.
I would say my speedometer, my odometer on my car proves it.
So tell us also what you're currently working on and how people can stay up to date with your happening.
I'm on all forms of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I've got lots of projects I'm working on. I'm with the Hope Culture. I was asked by my friend, R.J. Cooper, who's also an author, and he travels and he's a motivational speaker. He speaks to the young people. He got me to be a part of the Hope Culture. And what we do is we go around and we help underprivileged kids, and we try to give them hope, opportunity, purpose, and empowerment, because they come from a place where they don't have any of that. And we want them to know that, you know, even when they don't have a choice, they have a choice. Their choice is to choose. Mm-hmm. And so we try to empower them and do that for them. Tariq Smith and I, he's a former Dallas Cowboy running back. He ran with Troy Aikman, Mike Orban, and Emmett Smith. We do pre-home fitness camps for young kids for free.
Wow.
So that they can come out, work with a pro, and then we speak life into them. I'm also working on a human trafficking project called Break the Silence. And our first, it's a bike ride we're taking from San Diego all the way across to Washington, D.C. The lady in charge is a survivor of human trafficking. And she's Israeli. She did this in Israel, changed the laws against the people that had committed rape and ungodly things. And she decided mm-hmm. she wanted to come to America and do this, and she asked me to join her team. And so I'm working on that project with her. We're going to rally. We're going to bring awareness of human trafficking of young girls and boys and women that are right here mm-hmm. in California, and we're taking it all the way across to Washington, D.C. So on November 1st, we will be San Diego. Then we go to L.A., mm-hmm. L.A. to San Francisco, and then we will land at the Capitol in Sacramento on the day on Human Trafficking Day.
Mm. Wow.
That's a couple of projects.
And then everyone else can follow you on social media. That's spelled A-L-Y-S-I-A-R-I-E-G. And you'll find her on there, and also for her book, For Such a Time as This, is on Instagram as well. And I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight, Alicia. I'm thankful to have been your first radio interview for your first amazing book, For Such a Time as This. I'm proud of you. I remember when you were just talking to me about this, and to see that it's now your reality is very encouraging to me. And it's, you know, and another example that really nothing is impossible.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blessing, and I'm inspired by you. I'm motivated by you, and I'm just happy to be friends with you because you're a strong woman and a great example to many women.
Thank you. Well, our next song of the night, I think, goes perfectly with your interview that we just had. This is Travis Green with Intentional. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me.
Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
The Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Radio Show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear: How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And right here on Grind Hard Radio on the Sade Champagne Show.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. This has been such a phenomenal episode. I feel so lifted in my heart. I feel encouraged. I feel empowered, entertained. You know, I'm enjoying it, I must say. You are tuned in to Season 2, Episode 20. Right now, we are premiering a brand new segment on the Sade Champagne Show this season. Say what? This is where I feature clips from some of my favorite inspirational speakers. These are spiritual and grace-based clips that reflect my faith and what I believe. These speakers have all brought great hope, encouragement, empowerment, and healing to my life and thousands of other people all around the world. Tonight we have The Proof You Matter from Greg Henry. And once again, this is our new Say What segment on the Sade Champagne Show. Hashtag Say What to join in the conversation. Actually, I like saying it like this better. Say what? Here we go.
But one of the things that the wisdom of the world does is it is or what can happen in the heart of the human being is that we all desire to find evidence or proof of our significance. We all desire to find our lives born from the place where we can believe that we matter to people, or that we've made a difference in somebody's life, or that because we've made a difference in somebody's life, that can be the evidence that our lives are significant, or that we have value in our lives. So we're always looking to see, did I make a difference in this world? Did I make a difference in people's lives here? Did I do something that my life mattered, that meant that my life mattered? It's like we're always looking around wanting to believe that we've actually done something that mattered in this world, that mattered to people. Now, this is a subtle trap, guys, that can keep us on the hamster wheel of life, where we'll always be laboring and in bondage to try to do something that can convince us that we are of significance, or that we can do something that can convince us that we matter in this world. Well, listen, man, the evidence that you are significant, or the evidence that you matter, or the evidence that your life is of value, is found in the fact that the Father of all glory, the Father of lights, God Almighty Himself, has spoken a word in Jesus to each one of you that He couldn't envision eternity without you. And so you matter to Him. You make a difference in His life. Glory to God. Your significance is defined by the one who couldn't see His life without you. And so if you want to know if you're significant, or if your life matters, or if you have value, don't look for it in the things in this world. Don't even look for it in your personal relationships. But look for it in the one, or from the one that has spoken a word about you in Jesus that says to you, you matter to Him. That you're significant to Him. That you have value to Him. Not because of what you can do for Him, but because of the life He envisioned being able to share with you. Where He could be Father to you, and you could be son or daughter to Him, and He could serve you with His life. Glory to God. You see, and what can happen is, you know, we say it's only men that will have the midlife crisis, right? Where we get to the point, we look around, and we think, what did it all matter? Did I even do anything? But I think that happens to every human being, and we're always looking to find evidence of our significance. You need look no further for evidence of your significance than Jesus, who represents what the Father thinks about you in heaven. And in the same way God couldn't see His life without Jesus seated on His right hand, God can't see His life without you seated at His right hand. Therein is the proof that you matter. Therein is the proof that you have significance, that you have value. It's found from what God has said about you, glory to God. You see, once that can get in your heart, you can be set free from all the lies that the world tries to tell you about who you are. And then you can walk through life with a smile on your face, living from passion, instead of living in bondage to a system of always trying to do something that can be good enough that you can say, ah, now I have value. Look what I've done. That's bondage, man. That's a life of bondage. That's a life of laboring and toiling, trying to live by the sweat of your brow. That's what God told Adam was a cursed life. It's a cursed life, guys, to try to do something to prove your significance or your value or your worth. It's a much better life to just rest in the fact that you mean so much to the Father in heaven that you'll spend the rest of your days here trying to wrap your mind around His good opinion of you, and you'll be so blown away by His good opinion of you when you stand face to face with Him, and you think you're going to be blinded by His glory, but when you find that the glory that shines out of Him towards you also comes shining out of you towards Him, it's going to blow your mind, and you're going to be so overcome with His love that tears of joy will come down your face, and you'll say, my goodness, I am significant. My goodness, I do have value. Hallelujah. I do matter. I mean, what better person is there to matter to than God, right?
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Right now, I want to take some of your calls. I want to take any questions, calls from our listeners, questions from my social media, if you want to ask me anything. How was that new segment? Say what? I really enjoyed that, and so I wanted to share it with you all. And I was also giving away a brand new free yoga mat. Yoga is one of my most favorite practices, and it is super beneficial to my entire well-being. I enjoy it as a part of my everyday fitness, health, and wellness routine. So I want to share this love of mine with you guys. You could have won a free yoga mat by calling in or answering the question that was just posted on my Facebook and Twitter page. I want to shout out Sydney Irby, a.k.a. Poi Sea Gal on Twitter, for answering the question. My question I asked was, what's your favorite part of the day and why? She just won a free yoga mat courtesy of the Sade Champagne Show. So congrats to you, girlfriend. This is super awesome. I want to answer any of you guys' questions that you want to ask me. If you want to get your comments in, shout out to Casper who called in. He said thank you for taking his call. Also, Michaela said thank you to Dalton for answering her question and that it was really cool to hear me and Dalton talking about her on air. I've been having a blast with you guys tonight. This has been a really great episode, so well needed. You know, I feel like one of my favorite speakers, who you guys will hear from him in a couple episodes, Bertie Britz, where he's like, I don't know about you guys, but I really enjoyed this. And that's how I feel about the show tonight. I definitely really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to check once again to see if you guys have any questions you want to ask me, any posts that you are sharing. Looking through my social media right now. This is a live show, as you can tell. I think we're pretty set. Awesome. All right. Well, I want to thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight, downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week is our special two-hour Race and Identity in America episode. We'll be featuring some of my favorite guests, Nathan Martell, Jit Chronicles, Felicia Cherubel, Miss Mika, and Travis Miller. We're going to discuss some issues, very important issues, in an open and honest platform, share our stories and experiences, and begin to implement solutions on how to bring our cultures and communities together. It is so important, you know, especially with everything that's happening in our society, we have to come together. And you don't hear a lot of people talking about the things that I do on my show and having open and honest platforms for people to be herself, themselves. Even Alicia was just telling me, you know, and you heard from her a little while ago tonight, she was so thankful that she was able to come on the show and just be herself and share her faith. And I think that's important in our society. We just have to allow people to be themselves and embrace them and support them, because through the love, through the encouragement, through hope, that's what's going to bring change to people. We need it now more than ever. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to my celebrity guest and dear friend, Dalton Sear. Thank you to my amazing friend, Alicia Rigg. I'm so proud of you. Thanks to my castmate, Lisa Lewalt, for sharing with us all about labels. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show tonight. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. right here on Grindhard Radio.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.